mark the hours, never late.
Temples, temples, and more temples. Finally, a ghost ship. Ghostly encounters. As our intrepid crew drew into Lockport, they needed to come up with a plan. Lacking any sort of identification papers, they decided to finally put their ghost crew into use. They roused the ghost crew into putting on their best haunted show with chains and moaning and all that stuff. Patches created a heavy fog to obscure their true intentions. Squish and Dee Dee prepared to jump overboard. Chuckles was fired from a cannon. At the perfect moment, the crew jumped into the waters below, snuck ashore, avoiding any difficult questions or well-set-up encounters with the Lockport Port Authority. Before they left, Captain Fitzhyde gave them a map of the city, the cult that smelled like flowers. After not taking time to change out of their dripping clothes, the crew went to the first bar that they found, Schmolder's. The Patches asked the bartender for directions finding a mysterious cult, only to be told that the town is lousy with creepy cults. Patches thought hard and remembered the smell of flowers on the same night he met with the whatever people told to return Neelix. The bartender suggested High Street, known for its rows of beautiful flowers. Squish stole a flyer from a dog cult, and he and Chuckles talked up some pretty girls from the cult of perpetual woe. It didn't go well. Disappointed and drinking a closet full of shoes, the crew turned over the map to find the name Westervale Suck written in Fitzclay. The crew is now on their way to High Street to check out the Society of Universal Knowledge and a few of these crazy cults. Before I forget, you guys got XP from the last session. Chuckles, you got 2 points of XP. Squish, you got...
Yeah, but for what?
One, two, three, four, five. Oh, yeah, I used to tell you what they were for.
Just take it. Anymore.
Never.
It's whenever you roll a critical is when you get it. So let's see. Let's take a look.
Cuddly crab.
Let's see. I got to start writing down what you do because that was funny.
I bet it was
surveying
cool.
Different things. I bet it was cool too. So Squish, sorry, got 5. Chuckles, 2. And Patches, you got 3 points.
XP, you said?
XP.
So what happens if I filled all of them up? I just get to add one dot?
You can add a point or a special ability.
Okay.
I really think you'd be more useful since you've been so upgraded.
Me?
Yes.
I've always been useful.
All right.
I added one to Prowl.
Cool.
Wait, do we upgrade every single session?
No, not usually. Squish has had a banger of, like, really good rolls lately. So,
yeah.
You know.
That's Squish for you.
That's Squish. Ba-dum-bum. Hold on, I gotta change my screen now. This is all freaking candy wampus. There we go.
Is there a way to mark it so I can use it for later?
What?
Don't mark I have what? To fill up these things, these blades here, before I can do anything? I seem to remember
the
that.
The blades in the dark?
Yeah, the XP probably. Is along the along the abilities your bar? Character sheet. Yeah. Right.
So I'll put 2 there.
And that's what you're using to keep track. Not that this really matters. So you guys were at the bar.
But it was a regular bar. It wasn't full of demons.
It was a regular bar. I've updated my bar, but that's for later, if you guys go to a bar later. Yes, so you guys were at the bar, and you had just found the note about Westervale from the captain, which all it said was Westervale, S-U-K. Which you have since learned stands for the Society of Universal Knowledge, which is a university here in Lockport. Yeah. Lockport suck! So you guys are on your way there. You You're on your way there. It is getting kind of dark, so you guys pulled into port kind of in the early, not early morning, but kind of midday. That's why you had the fog come in to kind of make things a little bit more spooky. But after your journey, time in the bar, it's starting to get a little bit dim. Lockport is still bustling, though. The city is, you know, metropolitan. It's 24 hours. Things are always bustling and hustling. And you guys decide to make your way up to High Street.
High Hill Street?
Not High Hill Street. Although, perhaps the same.
I have no token.
The same name. Hold on. I'm working on it.
I'm just letting you know. Sometimes you don't know.
I'm trying really hard.
Get him.
There you are. All right. Do you have your token here now? And can you see it?
No.
Me neither.
Open your eyes. Have you tried that?
I'm worried about saying something because I'm going to get yelled at.
Yeah, you got yelled at by two.
Tiger doesn't count.
One of them was your wife.
That's true. One and a half.
My wife.
Anymore.
That will have to be next week's.
How's that?
Fact.
Yeah, little known fact, Chuckles was married.
It didn't go well. To a man.
Two patches.
It was a weird summer.
Downtime. It's a lonely boat.
Okay,
it was
you
a crazy weekend that night.
Boo, do you see it?
Yeah, I see it now. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so you guys make your way to High Street. Now, High Street is the nicer part of Lockport. It is filled of these white bricked and white stone buildings. There are shops, there are plenty of things. But the one kind of distinctive part about it that you notice as soon as you climb up the hill, is just rows and rows and rows of these wisteria purple flowers that are hanging from branches that intercross over the street. So it's very scenic, very beautiful, and the smell hits you immediately. And Patches, this is the thing, the smell that you know. Like, this is kind of bringing back some memories of you, from you. But on the street are plenty of well-dressed people going about their business. You also see a lot of college kids, and you can tell they're college kids because they have sweaters on that say S-U-K in big Greek letters.
So
you also... Sook. Lockport Sook. And you also see on the street, and it's not just a street, it is a whole neighborhood. It's many streets that are all like this, some broader, some more narrow with residential areas. But the main street that you're on has lots of temples, and you can tell they're temples because you can see the signs of the churches and religions and different groups outside of the buildings that they're in. And they tend to be a little bit larger than your typical shop. They're clearly some sort of gathering place. And you are here with Tawny and with Dee Dee by your side.
Of course.
Is it just me or those oranges? Are they onions? In the street.
It'd be squash.
Either one is a bad omen and one is a very good omen.
Could be a rutabaga.
Aren't those poisonous?
No.
Oh. All right.
Well, this place smells like flowers.
Yeah, there are flowers. Why are we here?
We're looking for that cabal.
Oh, the cabal. That's right. And we're here because of we followed your nose?
Wherever it goes.
Oh.
To the smell of fruit. Wherever it grows.
Patches? Oh.
So they have Fruit Loops here in this universe.
Did you bring Neelix on this trip?
Yeah, he's always on me. He's my best friend. Well, besides you guys.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah, that would have been inconvenient. Does he know where we need to go? Wait, hold on. So we got to return Neelix, right? That's what we've been tasked with doing. Does Neelix know that he's being returned somewhere? And does he have extra information? Did we already ask Neelix? Does he not want to go back to these people?
I mean, let's ask him. Bridget?
Yeah,
can I
call if you got
Neelix?
Him.
Yeah, he's all right. You have him.
All right, and
why don't you just tell me where we should go?
Hello? He comes out, hello? I'm Neelix.
Neelix emerges from his bottle.
And what is he wearing?
He's dressed for the occasion. He has on like a very wonderful kind of like a petticoat style dress. It's very poofy, and he has the wisteria flowers already in his hair. But he's still his straight butler self, and he goes, "Ah, sir, is there something I could assist you with?" Oh my God, this is beautiful! What a
can
wonderful
you smell
city.
It?
No.
Can ghosts smell?
Which is good because, you know, well, do ghosts stink or can ghosts smell things? Well, that's a big question because I got to tell you, I can't smell, but the captain, he sure stinks.
Which captain?
I'm learning a lot.
Fitzclyde.
Here's my fact. Captain Fitzclyde historically canonically stinks.
Oh, no. You laid that one on.
That's canon. Thick.
That one's clear canon. Sorry, yeah. Neelix says, "Oh, what a beautiful city, Lockport."
Yeah, it's really bustling.
It is bustling and hustling. So, Neelix, does this place look familiar at all?
He looks around. He's like, "No, sir, I can't say that it does."
We're looking for the cabal.
Before you say anything to him, can I ask you a question?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You're Patches.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Patches.
Oh, Patches. No, no. No, we lost Patches a long time ago. Is this supposed to be a secret from Neelix? Do you know?
I was. So my plan was to go there and investigate, but if I didn't like the situation, if they didn't seem like they were going to house my butler in a good home, I was going to keep him. I'm kind of turning this like I'm returning a puppy to its lost family, and if I don't like the family, I'm keeping the puppy.
But you don't seem to trust the cabal.
I don't. I don't trust anybody that I can't remember.
Okay. Oh, all right. I guess we can ask Neelix for more information, though.
I trust Neelix with my life. Neelix is a
good guy.
Yeah,
but does he trust you with his?
I mean, he has so far. He has to.
You're right. He's in a bottle. You're right.
Because of the bottle. You know, because of my alcoholism. Oh, wait. You mean his bottle home. Yeah, that too.
And he stinks. All right, carry on. Sorry.
He smells like sunflowers.
I was just trying to set the stakes here.
So, Neelix.
Yes,
team get together. Juggles, Squish, come on over here. Come here, Dee Dee. Tawny, go walk over there. So, listen, Neelix, we're looking for the cabal that I think I was sent to, that I think they sent me to get you. Now, I don't know if you want to go back there, but we're thinking about,
have you ever been there at all?
That's your home? Yeah, we were wondering if maybe that's your home, and if that's your home, maybe that's your family, and then we'll bring you back. But just so you know, if these guys look like they're going to mistreat you at all, we'll gladly keep you on our team. You're a valued member of what's our current name? The Ball Blaster Boys?
I believe you're the crew of the Krusty the Cuddly Crabs.
We are the Cuddly Crabs.
Right. We are. What? Yeah, and also, you're looking fabulous today.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about this cabal. They had nice hoods.
Are they butlers just like you were?
Yeah, is it a butler cabal?
Well,
do you know anything about this cabal? Is this ringing a bell for you?
Well, unfortunately, not quite. Before I was in my present master's service, I, of course, served Captain Fitzclyde, and I was his butler quite a few years. Probably, I don't even know, years past hither and dither. No, I've been dead some 200 years now, and a ghost quite that time, serving one master or another. They all kind of blend in together. I don't know about a cabal, necessarily, But well,
so I don't remember much, my friend, but I do. I remember that I was sent to get you from Fitz Clyde, and we were, and I was sent to bring you back to this place in Lockport. Unfortunately, I don't remember much else after that because, you know,
the drink. You remember the smell.
I remember the smell. It's, when you're a pirate, you smell a lot of bad things, and this place did not smell that bad.
Patches, is this the first time you've told Neelix why
that you love
stole
him?
Oh, no, he knows.
Oh, okay, so he knows. He was, well, as I've explained before, sir, I don't quite recall a cabal requesting my presence at any time. You know, being an otherworldly creature, you do run into quite a few characters.
Well, tell me this, Neelix, if that is your real name. What is a cabal? I think we're all asking the same question. What is a cabal? What does that mean?
My understanding is a cabal is a secret subgroup, usually working in the shadows or surreptitiously with an ulterior motive in mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm not Googling that right now.
Well, of course, they don't have that. Google in your bottle.
Yes, of course. No. Yes, definitely very secret. I wish I could help you more, sir. Unfortunately, I don't recall any meetings with a cabal. We've certainly had our fair share run-ins with other groups, though, haven't we?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, do you want to go back to this cabal? We're just kind of scouting out because, you know, driftless wanderers kind of noise, you know, we just wanted to see what they wanted to begin with, but if you don't like them, you know.
I am most happy in your service, sir.
You see, that guy's most happy, and he looks fabulous.
He lives in a bottle in your belt.
And it's fabulous. Sorry.
Well, I can't fit in there.
You, sir.
Is there what?
If you don't return me. Is there any risk to you if you don't return me?
We don't know yet, but we're going to find out.
I'm sure they threatened us. I'm sure they did, but we don't take kindly to threats, and we don't answer to terrorists.
And we run from villains.
And we also explode them and their nuts.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got to bring that back. It's been a while since we nut-punched anybody.
Hey, Neelix?
Yes, Squish. Master Squish.
Master Squish? You didn't call me Master Juckles.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Master Charles Ender and Master Tarquish.
Oh, thank you. All right, carry on.
What were you before you were a ghost?
I was a butler.
For who?
Oh, I served many families in Duskoval, and of course, you know, I was quite sought after for my particular skills of, you know,
butlering?
Secrecy.
Oh, so like might say cabal-like, so cabal-like behavior.
Have you? You've never been to Lockport?
Not that I'm aware of. I've been in the bottle for quite a long time, and you start to lose track of time there. I know it's been quite a few years, but
I know that as being lost in the bottle for a few years. Let me tell you that it's hard remembering.
You certainly don't lose sense of fashion, if I may say.
You have called on my services quite a bit. I do enjoy getting out and seeing the world, seeing how things have changed.
And becoming a female Leviathan.
Among other female things you've asked you to be.
Among other things.
Okay.
I have quite enjoyed our adventures together.
So if these people tell us the name of, like, past employers, you'll be able to remember the name?
Oh, it might ring some bells.
Okay. All right, I say
for
we
example,
return them.
Fitz Clyde.
Yeah, but he was so
I remember
recent.
Working for him. That's true.
And before you were dead.
No, I was dead. Dead butler.
I meant for, like, if they bring up a name from before you were dead.
Oh, that would be quite a while. I'd been dead for quite a bit. But yes, perhaps. My memory's not what it was, but it's also it's not getting any worse, so, you know.
Hey, Neelix.
Yeah.
Tell me
what's
a story.
What's dying like?
What's a what?
What's dying like?
Yeah, it's very scary. I have the same question, actually, now that you ask. Does it hurt?
It depends how you go.
How did you go?
That's what I've been... Oh, that's very private.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did not mean to overstep.
Yeah, I thought we were pretty close. You've been awfully vulnerable with us up until now. Tell us your deepest secret. How did you die?
There are only two moments where a man is truly alone. When he comes into this world and when he leaves it.
What? I feel like when you come into the world, there's at least one other person involved.
Not if you kill her on the way out.
Oh, God. You were born 200 years ago. Is that a threat? Gentlemen, hide your vaginas.
Dying is like, it's like taking a deep breath underwater and suddenly you can breathe.
Oh, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Someone kill me.
Mm-hmm. What if I did? So let's say, everyone, hold your breath. Take it. Everyone, all right, see who can hold their breath the longest. Let's go. One, two, three, go.
Wait,
I'm up.
This is great radio.
Can I wander off?
You wander off those shops, there are bookstores, potion shops, apparel shops, all sorts of things. Anything shops. Your heart really could reasonably desire.
I'd like to go into the apparel shop and get me a new hat.
Oh, you did give away your old hat to that disgusting little goblin man.
What?
The goblin man. The father-in-law to my future children.
I traded hats with him, didn't I?
You did. You took his fancy, dumbass, like, mirror hat, and you gave him your green chef hat.
It was leather.
It was human leather, as I recall.
That's why I wanted it so bad.
So where is it now?
As was the style of the time.
As was the style of that party we were at.
Can you guys see the shop with the cute little cat? Yeah.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
I'm getting the cat.
You have enough animals. You have the monkey. You have the intern.
Yeah, how many animals do you need?
I'm getting the cat skinned for a hat.
Okay, don't say that too loud. God. The cat can hear you.
You walk into this apparel shop, and there's just rows and rows of fabric here. There are some clothing that's already been made. It is, custom-made clothing, you can tell, but it is, there are some off-the-shelf pieces. And there's a kind of a thin man around the corner, or who comes around the corner, and he goes, "Oh, hello, sir. Can I help you?"
Yes, I would like a hat.
Eight out of a cat. Very good. Sorry, I'm not in those out character.
Are you guys coming with him into the shop, or are you separate from this trip?
I'll walk in. I'm going to snoop around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is Neelix still out, or did I put him away?
It's up to you. Did you put him away?
Yeah, let's put him away. Neelix, ghosts are, let's not scare anybody.
Okay. When you put him away, he kind of just gets sucked back into the bottle, and you hear this little sound, a little pop, as he puts his cork kind of back over his bottle.
He puts his own cork on.
But you walk into
the
shop, and
adorable.
Yeah. He likes his privacy. He goes, "Very good, sir. A hat. Does the gentleman have a style or a preference?"
I would like it to be magical. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, a magical hat. Oh, yeah. Very fun. Very fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, fancy.
And I would like it to wear this hat that I'm wearing right now fits on top of that hat, too.
I see. So from what I can see, sir, here, and he takes out a little measuring thing. And he goes, "I see you have a top hat." It's a top hat, right? It's a top hat. "I see you have a little top hat here." And he measures around your head. And then he measures the top of the top hat. And he goes, very good, sir, very good. A magical hat that'll fit under your top hat. Very, very fine. And, sir, I must ask, do you have a fabric or color in mind? You see, we have some custom-made objects here. We can make anything your heart desires. We also have things off the shelf. And he steps over to a cabinet, and he opens it up. And inside, there's just your, you know, a range of hats, bowler hats, a pork pie hat, you know, random hats of different sizes. Trilbies.
I would like it to be made out of human leather.
Human leather, you say, sir?
Yes. Do you have that?
I do.
You got the beginning of it. Yes, you do.
I mean, it's attached. So
you're awfully attached to it.
I'm attached to it, and it's
human leather, you say. Human skin. Unfortunately, sir, we don't quite carry that here. That's not a material I'm perfectly comfortable working with. I do believe there are several Milner haberdasheries down in the main part of town who might be able to assist you with human leather.
No, I'm too lazy for that. What about wool? Leather? Do you have wool?
Like cat wool?
Yeah, can I get, you know, like one of those Russian hats that goes around the back and it's got the fur inside? You can lift up the ear flaps.
Oh, yes. Something for the cold weather, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm used to very hot weather.
And you need something for these cool Lockport nights, I see. Very well, sir. Well, I have nothing like that quite in stock, but if you give me perhaps a day or two, I would be happy to have something made up for you, perhaps, you know, a makeshift version that we could perhaps refine and critique. There would be, of course, the small measure of a deposit, sir, to hold your style, but we could, of course, talk terms in momentarily. And you said you would like something magical, sir. Exactly are you thinking?
It would give me, you know, maybe I want to say advantage on like finesse or prowl, but
like
I don't
like a camouflage hat. Really
a sneaky camouflage hat. Sneaky,
yes,
a sneaky Russian Cossack hat.
Yes,
a camouflage Cossack hat.
Very interesting, sir. Well, I will tell you what. I certainly have some fine camouflage wool. And he pulls out a variety of, like, green and tan, you know, colored wool. And he goes, any of these suit your fancy, sir?
Green.
All right. And he pulls out a beautiful
that'll blend
green. And he goes,
right in.
And he's starting to write down. He goes, all right, green. That's it. And he starts doing this, you know, a little bit. Zip. You know, kind of like you can see he's designing in his head.
How much is this going to cost?
Oh, well, sir, I mean, how much does luxury cost?
No more than three.
Three coin.
Yes, no more than three.
Which I will remind you, canonically, I think he bought a restaurant for earlier.
Well, the sir is quite generous offering such an amount. Yes, three will do. We can definitely.
I know, I didn't offer three.
Oh,
I said no more than three.
Oh,
boy,
well,
you
three is
great
the price.
Negotiator.
The price is three.
Three can, you not, can you knock it down to two?
With the extra enchantment, and I can tell you're a man of very particular taste, I could do two and a half. I could drop it down to two if you want the hat only and have it enchanted yourself. That's definitely an option.
What if I give you this other hat?
A trade.
Are you offering the hat that is on your head? The hat that you've been wearing for
the one made out of
now?
Yeah, it smells good, though. Correct. It smells like flowers.
It does not smell like onions.
It does not.
No.
No, mine does, though.
As I said previously, sir, we do not trade in human materials here. Unfortunately, as wonderful as that hat is, and I would say would catch a fair price to some buyers. I may not be that buyer.
Well, I guess this isn't America then. We can't just sell our wares for money.
It is not. That is also not how America works.
America does not deal in human skin.
I'm trying to help you.
Fine. Three, but it's done by the end of the day.
Oh, sir, you drive a hard bargain, but yes, I can have it done. So, it is
by tomorrow. Evening.
Tomorrow morning, sir. Work through the night. Absolutely. I can do that. For 3 coin.
All right. You'll get 1 now, 2 upon delivery.
Yeah.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. And I may I have a name for the order?
Tarquish Sunder.
I don't know why I'm writing that down.
Is someone wearing, is watching Star Trek in the bag?
Yeah, it's in the background to drown out, you know, to help the dog. Is it too loud?
Oh, I can just hear it. I don't think it's too loud, but it is distracting.
Oh, here, let me turn it down. Hold on.
I mean, because I don't think that moment was supposed to be triumphant, but there's just too many horns.
The dog likes the dog really likes Star Trek.
Dog loves Star Trek.
Nerd.
Crazy. It's a weird thing.
I got a pretty normal dog. He does one weird thing.
Master Sunder, we definitely will be able to get this hat to you post haste by tomorrow morning. I promise, sir.
One more thing. Monogram it.
Monogram. With a T or an S?
Both.
That's not a monogram. Is it two? Well, either way.
I thought it was initials.
TS it is.
But, I mean, mono means one, and I know that. I'm dumb as hell.
Right, but I do think you're right. I think it is just initials. yes, sir, very well. Is there a middle initial I shall put on here, too?
No.
All right.
Just TS. TS
it is. It's just TS.
All right, TS, we will have this ready for you by the morrow.
Oh, the morrow.
What is a morrow?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And anything else for your particularly patchy gentleman over there or the young man in the onion-smelling hat?
Hey, don't smell me. You don't know who I am.
I don't have to. I can smell you from here.
Ouch. We are taking our business elsewhere. This man is rude.
By all means, you may look upon the wares. You, sir, you seem to have a very gray frocked coat. It looks a little worn for wear. Would you perhaps prefer something in red?
Well, I'm gray captain now. You would know that if you were a part of our team. No, I'm good. I'm good. Why don't you assist my friends over there as I look around your wares?
Is he pointing to us?
Yeah.
Because I already yelled at him.
So he turns he turns to Dee Dee and Tawny and goes,
Ook, ook?
Do you need anything? And he begins to talk to Dee Dee and Tawny in trying to decipher from them. What are you doing while he is distracted?
What has he got here? Anything interesting that I could maybe steal?
Apparel.
I mean, it's a wide variety of just clothes and apparel. He does have, like I said, he has fabric to make custom materials, but a lot of it is just like hats and shirts and coats and shoes. Well, not shoes. Just random. It's just a clothing store, you know.
Oh. I think I'm good for now.
T-shirts with band names on them.
I don't know. I was going to steal something. I thought if it had like a bottle or something I could steal, I'd steal it. But
if you roll a survey and you get a good roll, there might be something there for you.
All right, I'll do that. Survey says. Buttons. God damn it. Sorry, my screen got all messed up.
Have Tiger, are you having fun doing AI with this hat?
They're not AI. These are legit pictures.
No.
Bro. Yes.
Yes, they no. are. Yeah,
they, I mean, I don't, I mean, I just.
Dude, I'm sorry. My computer froze. I can't do anything.
People are really buying these hats.
Sorry, it's not doing anything.
Are you going to reload it, maybe?
Yeah, I'll reload it. Sorry.
I mean, because eventually you're going to have to roll, so you might as well restart here while we take a look at all of these green hats, these green Cossack hats.
It's amazing that there's so many.
Yes, it's really inspiring. The internet's a wonderful place. What do you mean, why? Because they're ugly as shit.
I don't know why you guys think that.
The whole point is that...
They said, I want to go and I want to wear Oscar the Grouch on my head. Exactly. That's what I would like. Can you make that happen for me?
And people made it. Just like...
Look what happened.
Yeah. All right, let's see. I heard a ding in the chat.
Oh, my God.
Now that...
Oh, my God.
Now that... Now that is AI. No wonder why your computer froze.
How many data centers did you use for that?
Yeah, damn. How many children went without clean drinking water?
You start peering around the store. Now, unfortunately, Patches, you are not as clever as you think. In the corner, looks at you. And kind of hisses at you and swipes at you. And she's going to actually just tear your coat a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say tear.
Can I try to steal the cat?
You could take one stress.
I'm going to steal the cat next.
Yeah, this one went so well.
Roll for it, I suppose, but I would not recommend it.
Someone steal the cat.
I don't want the cat. Why is everyone fixated on this cat?
Because it's got a bell.
I don't know.
What if it talks?
We already have a talking cat in your coat, and it's worthless.
I forgot about Paul. I always forget about Paul.
I forgot his name was Paul.
Yeah, you know why you forgot about him?
What
He's useless.
Terrible name for a cat. And when a cat hisses at you, Paul from under your sweater also hisses back.
And I'm very confused because, like, what the hell was that? Oh, yeah, Paul.
You think you're
That's peeing. Why I'm stressed, because I keep getting startled.
Yes, sewn into your coat.
So right, you can't get rid of your coat.
No, I wasn't planning on getting rid of my coat.
Does
my
Paul coat? Know anything about this cabal?
Paul has been in a pyramid for 2,000 years. All his information is outdated.
Paul's main joke is that he doesn't know anything. He's the most important.
Paul can answer any question that he knows the answer to.
Yeah, that is a truism. Go ahead, ask Paul.
Well, you guys,
I guarantee he'll just be like, I don't know.
You know anything about this cabal?
I don't know.
That seat.
Get back in the coat.
That cat was... Shove him back in there. You guys leave the store. Squish, you leave with a little yellow slip. That is your receipt for the hat, and you'll need that to get the hat back. So, you know, don't get pickpocketed.
Okay.
Bye, Juckles.
I've never done that today.
Yes, and you continue your walk down the street. As you walk, there are temples here, and occasionally you will see, like, people outside handing out flyers, you know, encouraging you to visit and telling you the times of service and trying to strike up conversations with you. Are you dodging these people, or are you just ignoring them?
What are they asking me?
They're
kind of just like typical hawkers, where they're like, hey, you know, do you want one? Can I talk to you for a minute about our Lord and Savior?
I'm just going to keep taking all of the flyers, but I am not stopping to engage, if that's possible.
Okay. You just kind of take these out.
Yeah, just grabbing and just keep walking. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I will consider it. I'm rushing this year, so who knows?
When you get to the end of the street, ahead of you, you can just barely see through the street a domed building, a white domed building. This is, well, it's a very large building, I suppose. Yeah. When you look at your map that you have, that the captain gave you, you realize that this is SUK. This is the entrance to the university.
Once I get some distance from some...
I'm just going to go in the door.
There is a gate. It is gated, and since it is getting dark, the gate is locked.
Anyone want to pickpocket the gate?
Can I read the... Because I did get a couple flyers. Are there any services that are happening, like, now? Or are they all, like, on Sunday and it's not Sunday?
Yes, absolutely. There are services that are happening now. Can you roll a
D4?
D4.
Bridget, I got a blank screen.
I know. I was going to move in.
Okay, no, I just making sure you know.
Okay.
How do I roll this?
So, yes. One of the flyers you've received is for the Ecclesial Gnostica. Did you roll?
I don't know. Open it? Oh.
Okay, 4.
Persistent. Ah. What is going on?
Ah!
I don't know. Go away. Go away. Stop.
What's going on?
I don't know. Oh, clear my dice.
Yes. So one of the church services that's going on, one of the services is called the Ecclesial Gnostica, which you got a flyer for. And the flyer shows this kind of, it's gotten this like golden shiny paper, and maybe that's what's attracted you to it, kind of like a gold wrapper. And you realize that the service is happening now.
You guys want to check this service out? I mean, I don't know anything about these cabals and or cults or, you know, any of this. I think I might check this out.
Are you going to get hooked?
I don't know.
Are you going to get hooked on cults?
I mean, I don't plan on it. I mean, only one of us has gotten hooked on music. I'm looking at you, Squish, when you loved that band so much. Remember, he made us buy that stupid CD? We didn't even have a CD player. Down at the boardwalk?
You were supposed to make one.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Okay?
Wow.
Well, no, it's not because I couldn't. Because I could have. I mean, yes, I'm sorry. I didn't do it. It's on my list of things to do. But, you know, it's really hard. They're made of lasers.
I don't believe
now you want to go. And now you want to go to church.
I have a lot to atone for. I blew up a man's jet. We don't know anything about it. It's ecclesiastical, I think, is what it said.
I think it means it's all occult.
You don't know how to read, but you know what ecclesiastical means?
He's got you there.
I haven't studied.
Okay, I'll give him studying, but ecclesiastical is a stretch too far for me to believe.
I thought, as a human...
Like, not in character, don't know what that means.
Listen, it's just a fancy word for shiny paper, which this clearly is.
I want to go to the electrical college.
Yes, the Electrical Classical College of Shiny Papers.
So, deciding you're going to go to the service, you follow the little map directions down the street, and you turn and you come into or walk into one of the larger buildings that you've seen. It is very much more like a classic cathedral, where it's got like huge spires. It's a huge building with beautiful stained glass in the front. And when you walk in,
oh my. Yeah.
Go.
Oh no, is this a Mormon church?
Make sure.
Mormon church?
When you walk in, yes, it is a beautifully adorned building, like the golden paper. The walls are glittering gold. What does that, what does ecclesiastical gnostico mean?
Yes.
I don't know. I was looking,
I don't know how randomly. I can't even begin to spell that.
Oh, it's spelled E-C-C. Oh, I'll just type it in. Why am I trying to spell it?
I'm not sure that's going to help him, though.
To the Christian church, it's clergy or organization.
Why would it just comes ask from Neelix, the term
Ecclesiastes.
Yeah.
So when you walk in, yes, it is this beautiful golden temple. There is a large kind of pyramid shape. At the center or at the end of the aisle, there are columns. There are stained glass. It is a beautiful golden church, and service is happening. So there are people sitting in the pews. You hear some music playing. It's very light and very heavenly. There's a man in a kind of just black outfit, just black shirt, black pants, at the end of the aisle, who turns and says, "Welcome, welcome, visitors to the Church of the Ecclesiastical Gnostica. I see you have our flyer."
Yes, we have a question. What's this word mean?
Which word?
The one that starts with the E. Yes, that one. I think it means shiny paper.
I think it's offensive. Like, you think we can't, like, you think we're so dumb we can't understand it.
Yeah, and that's going to make us come into your...
But we can't.
Right. And what, you think we can't read? That's rude.
I feel like we're...
How dare you put this on a sheet of paper, by the way?
Excuse me? the Church of Ecclesiastical Gnostica is just a church dedicated to learning and to spiritual truth. We certainly aren't trying to bamboozle anyone here. Look, and he turns and he shows you, and behind the pyramid is just rows and rows and rows and rows and rows of books. They go all the way up to the ceiling. It is one of the most vibrant libraries that you have ever seen. Patches, you in particular, someone who vice is books. This is the most kind of books you've kind of seen all at once.
Great.
Oh my God, okay. This is a real thing.
The real thing was.
Okay, I am distracted and I kind of wander off, like kind of like, oh, like I didn't realize there were so many books in here, and I'm like kind of like a little, my anger is forgotten and now I'm a little shocked and awed.
Oh, so this like, is one of them reading cults.
And yeah. Brother, I see that you have our flyer. Are you too interested in pursuing the written arts?
No.
What'd you say?
I said, no, I was, I mean, to be honest, you brought me in with the shiny paper, but you brought me out with all the books. Like, is this, like, I'm going to have to read for all this? I mean, I love to read, don't get me wrong, and I'm very good at it.
We, everyone is on a different path with the written word. We accept people at all points of their journey, whether you're an avid reader or a beginner level. We allow all here. Would you like to partake in our service today?
Well, I'm just about to begin. I'm an advanced beginner, by the way. Some would say most advanced beginner.
Even better. And sir, you as well, Squishy talks to you. Would you like to sit in on our service today?
Is there food?
There will be refreshments afterwards.
Is that food or drinks?
It's a good question.
Well, both. We serve punch and mini donuts.
Donuts.
Oh, no, I'm good.
While this is going on, can I pickpocket a book?
I would say not at this point. I mean, service is just about to begin, and you kind of just walk to where their service is. So you're kind of in the middle of everything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can try. I'm just saying you aren't in a very subtle position.
Oh, I thought it was that the ice had him distracted enough. Okay.
Something for later. But there's other people there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to try. What?
There's other people there, right? I mean, the service is about to start.
Yeah, there are other people. There's like probably like a dozen or so. It's not for the size of the church that it is. It's a rather small congregation. But you are coming in on kind of like an off day. This is kind of like their, you know, Wednesday service.
Can Can I roll I don't remember what it is. It's not perception. It's like a survey. I'd like to see what kind of people they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a nothing in survey.
You start to look around at the people there, and you're kind of like, you step forward, and the person talking to you, the head of this, takes that as, like, permission, like, you're going to join. So he kind of takes your hand and, like, leads you to the group where everybody else is. And he goes, "We have a new guest today. We have a visitor here. Brother, I'm so sorry. Your name?
Corey.
Brother?
Corey Trevor.
Brother Corey Trevor is here with us today, and he is an advanced beginner
in reading.
The word of in reading
and writing.
Yes, along his and writing. Yes, he is a beloved student of both fine arts.
Thank you.
Well, we will go ahead and get today's sermon started. Sister Latrine, would you like to start first? And this woman stands up, kind of mousy. And, just a very odd looking woman, very kind of like small. And anyway, she pulls out what is like clearly a handwritten book, and she starts reading her own slam poetry.
Are you going to read
it? Good?
Oh, I thought you were about to read slam poetry.
Bop, 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 bop. Did you just write yourself to a corner? Oh, great. I got to write. I got to do what now?
She's Googling it.
What have I done?
Kill.
As this is happening, you see him being grabbed and taken away, Squish. Are you relieving? Are you staying?
I think I'm just going to. I'm going to stay, but, like, in the back, and then I'm just going to kind of skulk about.
Okay, so you kind of go to the back of the church. And you're noticing, too, there's more and more books kind of along the walls. Most of them are relatively high up, so not someone you can just kind of pick and grab. That's only in the back. But you do notice there's kind of alcoves of these books. And then patches, you as well.
What are the books? Can I? What do the books say? Can I do a survey?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Oh, she's writing it down.
You see that there's a wide variety of books, but the section that you're in appears to be like a history / like poetry section. So it's kind of like historical poetry that you're in. And as you look along the pages or along the bookshelves, you see like just like history of demons, history of ghosts. Top 10 famous ghosts you should know, famous historical literature about ghosts. This is like a section that you're very familiar with, both as an avid reader and as a ghost pirate.
Okay. I'm going to keep wandering around. Can I go upstairs? Is there like an upstairs?
On the other opposite side of the alcove where you are in. So, you've gone to all the way to the back of the church. There are two doorways that lead up.
Yeah, I'm gonna skulk about upstairs.
Skulk All right, about. He starts skulking it back. Meanwhile, this woman is in the middle of her slam poetry. Fear, worry, envy, lust, greed, habit, vanity, my life. And they all just start clicking, clapping.
I look around.
Afterwards.
I look around, everyone else doing it, then I start doing it.
Yeah. He says, very, very good, Sister Latrine. Does anyone else have anything to share? Brother Trevor Corey, do you have Corey anything Trevor. You'd like to... Sorry, Corey Trevor.
Yeah.
anything, would you...
Like to speak? I just got here.
Well, speak from your heart. If you have any sort of material on you, certainly, or yes. From our books, you're welcome to pull one out.
Well, okay, yeah. I can just. I mean, she just said words. I can do that.
She just said words.
She just said words, man. Wow, shiny. Church, people weird. Chuckles, hat, onion, man.
Everyone starts.
Did I do it
starts
right?
Clapping. Very good. Very, very open. Very from the heart. He calls up another person who kind of comes up and he goes, could live with you. Could you live with me? Her, him, them. Could we live? Could I? Could you live with? And there's more snapping. And this continues for a while, where people are coming up and reading their own slam poetry.
I'm going to go try to find these donuts.
Is this authentic?
Is this authentic? What do you mean?
Like, is this real slam poetry? Did you look this up or did...
I wrote mine.
I postmodern poetry.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Squish, nice. You said you were going to get up and look... You were...
I'm going to go find these donuts.
Donuts.
Okay. Go ahead and study for those.
This is the first time Annie's ever studied for donuts.
Not survey?
Oh, yeah. No, survey. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Oof, you're right.
Ooh, that's not a good roll, Andy.
A partial success.
Weird. I think this thing's broken.
Yeah, so you using your innate sense of culinary technique.
I sniff them out.
You sniff them out. To put it the nicest way, you sniff them out. You start sniffing, and since you went to the back of the church, which in this case would be towards the front door, there's also another pair of alcoves there, and you have gone up to the second floor. This is where Patches is also at. He's at in the second floor as well.
Can we see each other?
Well, you see a small room, like a hallway, and you see a small room on this side that's clearly like an office or something. And then on the other side is a kitchen area where you do see the donuts. But there is somebody in there kind of like preparing them, putting them on a little plate, getting them ready and putting like little like toothpicks in them to make them presentable for after service. Patches, you are also on the second floor and you see the same thing. There's an office to one side and the kitchen to the other. And you see Squish as he comes up the stairs.
A wave at Squish.
Yeah, I just see him wave at him.
Yeah.
Roll for wave.
Roll for wave.
I'm just joking.
Patrick, what do you do?
I say we go into this office.
Yeah, I'm going to check out the secret office where the delicious where hopefully I can find more delicious gifts.
That's where all the good books probably are.
Yeah, that's where. I bet you there's nobody in there watching me, so I can
Right, and they probably got the best donuts in there.
Yeah. I think he and for the first time in a long time, I think me and Squish are thinking along the same lines.
You guys are going to
spank donuts.
It. Okay. Donuts. The door is locked.
But
foiled again.
Okay. Well, the game's over, guys.
I'm going to try to tinker it open.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You tinker it open, but since you're not quite as good as tinkering as some other people on your team are, you make a little bit of noise. And as you open the door, the woman who was serving the donuts kind of pokes pokes her head out and says, you guys need anything?
Oh, do you have the donuts in there?
Is this the washroom with the donuts?
No. Oh, no, no. We have the donuts. The washroom's downstairs. They're back on the ground floor.
Oh, what's in here?
What are you referring to?
The office.
That's Father Chaplin's office. You don't need anything in there, do you? Father Chapman's downstairs. I think he's leaving a service right now.
He sent me up here Sister to look at it. He sent me up here to get his favorite pen from his office.
His favorite pen. If you're going to try and, like, lie to her, you're going to need to, like, try to sway her.
If you're going to try to lie to her, you better come up with something better than that.
You got to try to manipulate her if you're going to try and do that.
All right. So what is what do I roll for that?
Sway.
Sway. All right. Oof.
You end up in a desperate situation.
What?
Yeah, she's like, you're looking for his favorite pen. Well, I'll help you. And she kind of bustles into the room with you.
I step right in front of her. Squish steps right in front of her. No, don't worry about it. We can find it. But you just worry about those donuts, because I want one later or four.
The man is really pretty. This man is really serious about his donut consumption.
Yeah, look at him.
While you're talking to the assistant upstairs, people have gone through and they're reading their bits of poetry and different things. Some people are doing more traditional poetry. Some it's very off the cuff. And as things kind of think and doing about this, chuckles. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm getting really into it. I'm wearing a beret and I'm sitting like cross-legged, like a, what do they call it, like Indian style, and I'm just snapping up a storm. I get caught up in the moment.
Well, looks like we're gonna have to rescue him from this cult.
Yes, maybe Chuckles is happy.
I think we sent the wrong person to deal with the cult people. It turns out our most susceptible person is not really good against cults.
He's really impressionable. Yeah, you came in wearing your normal clothes, and now you're dressed like the rest of them, which is in, like, a black turtleneck and a black beret. You know, their style of dress. So you guys are upstairs with the assistant. She's not convinced, but also not convinced that you guys are in the office. She's going to go in the office with you if you do try to go in there, unless you want to try and do something else to dissuade her from doing that.
Well, I'm gonna try to sway her to get back to the donuts.
Okay.
By telling her, you know, like, no, go get the donuts. It's fine. These people, they really want the donuts.
Yeah, tell her, like, that they're gonna cause an uprising if they don't get their donuts soon.
Yeah,
they're really just hungry from slam poetry.
You got to get all that excess white powder, white confectioner sugar off, so it doesn't get all over their nice black clothes.
He's not wrong, man. It's a very serious situation downstairs. I think you'd be needed better served going down there. We'll handle the pen situation.
If he fails the roll, can I offer? Okay. Can I offer a suggestion?
Yeah. Maybe. All right.
Narratively.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Did he fail it?
Who?
Oh, you want me to roll sway?
Yeah, if one of you wants to roll sway and the other wants to take a stress to boost it, like with the two of you working together, you can definitely do that. But
I got four in sway.
I don't think I could take any more stress. Yeah, I got like three more. I'm pretty stressed already, it turns out.
Success.
At the mention of the white powder, she's just like, oh my God, you're right. I didn't depowder the donuts. And she runs back into the kitchen.
That you have to depowder them.
And she's taking a paper towel and like tapping the side of them to get the dust out, because as somebody who does wear black a lot, powdered donuts are a real giveaway that you've been snacking
that
in
you've
black.
Been donuts.
You know, I've been caught with one. So she goes to depowder the donuts and serve the crew downstairs. You guys are now free in Father Chamberlain's office.
Oh, I'm going in that office.
Okay. Inside the office, you see it's kind of just filled with books, as you can imagine. There is like a large cabinet in the office. Patches, roll a study for me. You have no idea what this thing is.
The books?
No, the cabinetry that is locked. You there's just like one large piece of, there's his desk, which is piled with papers and other things. And there's this large cabinet in his office that you recognize as something important, but it is locked.
All right. I go up to it and I squished. Does this look familiar to you?
No, not that I can see.
It looks like some kind of cabinet.
Did you try opening it?
Is it locked? You said it's locked.
Right? It is. Okay. It's locked.
It's locked.
Should we try another tinker?
I mean, how good's your tinker?
One.
I think it's better than mine, actually.
Don't you guys have a tinker on your team?
Yeah, but he's downstairs getting involved in a cult.
They've got bongos.
He's downstairs being brainwashed.
I'm going to try to tinker it. I didn't do it.
Hey, can we ask... Go ahead.
In your attempt to tinker, you guys made like... were like just really just pulling on the cabinet drawers, both of you, and you're going to call... you've caused some... the lady with the donuts to pop her head in and say, oh, do you guys need something in here?
Yeah, his pen.
It's in this cabinet.
Oh, no, I think it's that one. And she points to the desk where there's just, like, a quill sitting in an ink pot. She goes, I think it's that one. Here, you bring it with me, and we'll go have donuts together.
All right, I get the pen, and I lead her outside and leave in Patches in the office.
You go down the stairs, and the readings have started to kind of slow down. Father Chamberlain looks around and he goes, oh, this is just absolutely wonderful. It's one thing to read. It's another thing to create. And together, we're able to do that today. I thank everyone here for their wonderful time. Sister Moraine has now come in with the refreshments on her little tray. And you're
powdered and everything. Depowdered.
And she starts handing them out to everyone with your little, like, cup of like, punch as well. Squish, see Chuckles in his beret and his black turtleneck and his little, like, sunglasses that he now has on. He's really been drinking deep of the punch.
Oh my god.
And you make eye contact with him.
Listen, you gotta try this punch.
I just put my face in my hand.
Wait, hold on. Is this.
Don't drink
the
Kool-Aid.
You gotta try this cult. It's great.
You're gonna love it. They have an answer for everything. Really, is this whole like ceremony? Is it sermon? Is it over already? I thought we were just getting started. I was just starting to find my groove.
Brother Corey Trevor has something he'd like to say. Have you felt moved to add more?
Yes. Yes.
Father, brother.
Check out this riff. And I started playing my bongos. And I'm like, that's coming from the heart, man. You know, sloth.
You have bongos?
I was looking at this picture of Flanders. And I was imagining I was like him. And, I assumed I have either bongos or I'm playing my thighs like bongos, because that's what I guessed that this circle means.
You were given a ukulele.
No, that was a different arc.
You still have it.
I feel like you've mentioned you have bongos before. This is not the first time bongos have come up on this
show. I feel like bongos are pretty common in cults, though.
Yes, it's a bongo-centric organization.
I mean, I've heard about that, you know. He's not wrong. I think bongos are the most common instrument to see in cults.
Everyone knows it.
Roll your finesse for your bongo playing.
Yes, roll for bongos.
Oh, he can't be bongos.
I look at that for bongo.
Don't think I'm for mongo.
Bongo.
Mongo.
I need teepee for my bongo.
So your bongo playing, you know, you really get into it. You're you know, really,
I'm really pounding it out. With feeling.
And it's actually really good. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of just stopped and stared at you. But Father Chamberlain is like, this is not the place for music, sir. This is the ecclesiastical Gnostica.
What the hell are these bongos for?
You brought them.
I think
bongos are for playing, man.
Wait, you've kind of drawn everyone's attention to you. As you played your bongos, you have broken a slight taboo here, which is that this is a place of reading and learning, not really
and
music.
Self-reflection.
You haven't really heard any music that you, now that you've been here, you kind of notice that it's eerily quiet, much like a library. Bongo playing is not allowed. So you're now kind of painful in this taboo. Meanwhile, Patches, you're upstairs.
I get Neelix to open up the cabinet.
You can command him, yeah, to try and open it. Or
to see what's in there.
Yeah, I want to steal something today. I'm feeling randy.
Okay.
So I'll pull him out. He comes out, puff a smoke, and I give him a strong command. And Neelix, I need to get in this here cabinet.
Yeah, roll command.
Neelix, command, go. Marshall.
Neelix kind of like disapparates into just like, instead of his normal form, he just kind of becomes a puff of smoke. And he goes into the lock. And he's like rooting around in there. And you hear kind of muffled. He's like, it's just a bunch of cards, sir.
You know, can you get him out of the lock?
And he kind of like, you know, fumbles with it. And he goes, I don't think I could do a lot of the locks, sir. Do you have a specific name you want me to look up or something? You've now realized that this is a card catalog.
Oh,
so all those individual drawers are like, have like a name or something on it. He goes, I don't really think I could open a lock, sir. I could try to grab a card. Do you have a name or something I can find?
Neelix.
Look up your own name, Neelix.
So he roots around a little bit and he goes, here I am, sir. And he you see his like gray little misty form come out. And he has this card, but because, you know, he's slightly discorporeal, he can't really pull very hard. Anyway, point is he rips the card as he pulls it out. But what he hands you is a card that says Neelix on it, and it has the name or the partial name of a book.
Okay, what's the partial?
History of Ghosts volume, but the volume number has been ripped off.
Oh, didn't I see a history of ghosts earlier when I surveyed the books?
You did see a history of ghosts.
Yeah, there can't be that many of them.
How long have ghosts been around?
I'm going after that history. Hundreds of years.
Literally hundreds.
Okay, so can I start? First off, Neelix, were you part of this church? I just took a stab in the dark. Go ahead, sorry.
No, sir, I don't believe that I am.
Then why was your name in the catalog?
It's a card catalog, sir. It has many topics in it.
Oh, I see.
I saw one about elephants. I don't think there's elephants in this church.
I see what you mean. Okay. Well, then, Neelix, let's. I think I saw a book about the history of. Do you want to go look for it?
Me, sir? You want me to go downstairs and look for it?
No. Okay. I guess I'll put you away. That's a good idea. That's probably a bad idea to have you out and about. These people are probably look up your own name. I swear I saw earlier, though, a history of books, so I'm going to try to find that.
History of books?
History of demons, yeah.
History of ghosts.
Ghosts, yeah, that's what it was.
So you decide to head back downstairs. Meanwhile, have you continued your bongo playing?
No, I'm sort of looking around a little uncomfortable because maybe I kind of lost myself in the bongo playing. Everyone's staring at me in not a good way.
Slowly takes off his beret.
I take off my beret and I stiffen my collar and sort of just like look around.
Squish, you came downstairs with the tray of donuts
naked.
With Sister Moraine.
No, the donuts were naked. Squish.
Yeah, okay. I was like, wait a minute. What happened in that stairwell? You have, of course, a donut that you've eaten, but you have just seen kind of this little taboo that's been performed. Do you have any response to it?
I just go over to him and go, all right, it's time to go. You embarrassed yourself enough.
I don't want to go, though. I feel like I belong, except for this one thing that I did.
No, you don't. Come on.
Oh.
Come on. Oh. And I take one of those powdered donuts that wasn't depowdered enough, and I shake it all over his turtleneck.
Oh, man.
You're powdering here. Patches, you have also now joined the main floor. You went up the front of the church, so you're kind of standing, you know, when you come down you can see everybody else is nearby standing a few feet ahead of you.
Okay. I'm looking through the bookshelves looking for that one book I saw earlier.
History of Ghosts volume.
Should I run a what?
History of Ghosts volume X, volume question mark.
Yeah. Should I run another survey or?
I mean, you got a critical, so I'm going to say you do still know where that book is. You kind of run back to where you initially saw it. But to your dismay, you see that there are 20 volumes of this book.
How many can I steal?
How big are your pants?
How good is your prowess?
My prowess?
I mean, if you want to try and steal all 20 volumes... That's going to be very difficult, but yeah, roll your prowess if you want to do that, or if you want to try some other way of discerning what you need. Yeah,
Funkin' Wagnalls.
So we didn't get the number though. That's the thing. We didn't get the number.
You did not get the number.
Oh man. What do you guys think? I'm outside of game. I'm kind of having a drawn a blank on what I should do.
I think we should go. We should help him.
Just take a random number. Maybe I'll just take a random. What's a good number? 10? That's like X in Roman numerals.
So those are, that is a fact. Can you look at like, are the volumes chronological?
Are they what? Chronological?
Yeah. Do they have years on them
or
somewhere?
Or in like letter volume? Like,
yeah.
Are they what? I'm sorry, you both broke up.
Do you know anything about the volumes? Are they alphabetical? Are they by year? I mean, we know those two things about Neelix.
All right. Well, I open up the 10. I take a random one. I just pick it up and just take a look at it. And is it alphabetical, Bridget?
Study it.
Hold on.
What is your study's got to be good, right? Oh no, it's only one.
Odds are even, Brandon.
Even.
You idiot. Oh, wait. No, four is
Yeah,
even.
It's alphabetical.
It's alphabetical.
What does Neelix start with?
I got like...
Could be anything.
Well, that's funny because I picked number 10. And if it's alphabetical, that's like halfway through, right? I mean,
so it is Neelix.
I guess I don't know how many.
Although there are 26 letters.
Are there 26 volumes?
No, there's 20 volumes. But I'll say this. So, yeah, you quickly glance at the volumes. You pull number X out. And you see that, like, yes, okay, this is it's in alphabetical order.
Okay.
So you pick out, because it's the middle of the alphabet, honestly, I don't know, like.
N.
No, not N. I'm going to say.
Q.
You pick V. Letter.
V.
M.
M.
P.
M?
P.
Yeah, P.
P.
P. You know enough now that you like you can discern
P for patches.
Which book you need.
I start looking up my own name.
Are you a ghost?
But when you do, when you grab the book from the counter, you are now standing amongst other people. They can see what you're doing, so you know. Think about that.
What? No. I'm reading. Go back to your mongos.
Isn't that what you freaks do?
Go back to your donuts. I'm busy reading.
Did somebody say mongos?
I thought this was America.
All right. Can I go up to him after hearing that? Did you get what you needed?
Yeah. Yeah. You step away and go to Patches and ask if he's done yet.
Still dragging Juckles by his ear.
Yes.
So if I got the letter P, maybe I just go grab, you know, volume 8 then? Wouldn't that be like, you know, probably where the letter N would be?
It could be anything.
Well, yeah, if we're looking for Neelix, he'd be under N.
What even is that?
It's not like a it's not even a one-to-one.
It's a letter.
Just it's mostly alphabetical. So you know you need to pick an N book. You know you can determine which one it is, but you need some time to look at it.
Does anyone need a distraction?
Yeah.
No.
Distract.
Yeah, go distract him with your bongos.
Go rip roar, buddy. Go bong it out.
I'm going to jump up on a pew, and I'm going to start. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to start wailing on those bongos. Hey, not done. I got some sick ass feelings and you know, agnosticism and ecclesiastical systems, and I'm gonna, and you gotta hear it, and then I just start wailing.
I got blisters on my sisters.
Yeah, Magic right. Mountain, baby.
Roll your finesse. Depending on how well you do, that'll either give him a boost or not.
All right.
For finding the book. You start wailing on those bongos, and for a moment, all eyes are drawn completely to you. Squish and Patches, you now have time to kind of do what you need to do.
Squish, start looking for the little N.
Okay, so I pick up 8, and I start looking through 8. And see
That's
if
what I
and,
said.
But you didn't do it yet. You needed the distraction.
No, I said that's good. I just thought you're smart.
You're smart for taking my idea.
Right, so
one of you, whichever one, roll your study, and you can get a bonus for Chuckle's sick playing.
Well, my study is 0.
Survey.
Well, survey, I've got 3 in.
Yeah, because you know what you need to find. You just need to find it, and you need to find it quickly.
Okay.
So who's serving? It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's a really
Jesus
good
Christ. Christ.
It's like you have
yeah, write
what
it
do
down.
You see with your demon eyes?
You pinpoint the book that you need. And with a quick stealth.
Was it number
breath,
eight?
Number eight. The number one eight, you thought number it was. Eight,
number eight. I don't even open it and look. I just pull it out and I throw it into my jacket.
Yeah, yeah. There's no looking. You just, you're dealt like one simple movement, boom, it's in your jacket. And everyone's like, everyone's impressed by that. Nobody sees you do it, except for Patches.
And he is very impressed by that.
Yeah, I want to steal a book now, too. Why does he get to steal a book? I want to steal a book. I'm going to steal two.
You can get this book later. I will give you this book later.
No, I'm stealing 9 and 10.
All right, steal the book. Finesse it.
Finesse it.
Congratulations. It. You've been arrested.
Don't tell me how to do my business. I have very fine finesse.
No. No, you don't. Not this time.
Your
I
hand
dropped the books.
Hovers. Yeah, you sure. Yeah, you grab the books, and you're so proud of yourself that you spin, but you kind of like trip on your coat, and you drop the books. And if you've ever dropped a book in a big, loud, empty building, it just makes so much noise. Everyone stopped bongo playing.
Everyone,
and
it was just
they
me.
Now look. Well, you stopped bongo playing, yeah. But everyone's now distracted. They turn away from you, and they look, and they see, Patches, you standing there, hands in the air.
I left the aisle. As soon as he went to go for him, I was like, I'm gone.
Books on the ground. Yeah, yeah, Squish is skedaddled away. And they go, what? Father Chamberlain points, and he goes, what are you doing?
I thought I was checking out. Was I not supposed to do that? If I had known, I would never have done that.
He kind of barges his way towards the front, and he picks up his books, and he looks at you, and he goes, "Where did you?"
I came off the street. I had a flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
you
we'll
to
be
participate
going.
Participate today.
Oh, well, I did participate.
I was just doing some light research, you know. Did he have the books, or did he pick them up, or did he?
He picked them up.
Here, let me put them back. I'll put them back. All right. I'm sorry.
He starts kind of slapping your hands away, and he nods to one of the other parishioners. And she's kind of like hurrying down the aisle to go shut the door.
I panic and I punch the guy in the face.
I was already sneaking out the door.
All right. Roll your brawl. And then, Squish, if you want to roll your
speed.
Prowl.
Prowl.
I don't have a brawl. I have a wreck. Is that what you mean?
Oh, I'm okay. Let me do that. Hold on. Let me just double check which one it is.
Skirmish, you mean?
Sorry, it's skirmish.
Skirmish. Skirmish, skirmish, skirmish. All right. Are you sure? I feel like wreck is a punch.
You miss, and he catches your arm as you go to punch him, and he goes, "Guards! Guards! Call the Garda!" Now you've seen all of this, Patches. You've seen your beautiful performance interrupted.
Chuckles.
You've seen your performance interrupted, Chuckles, by Patches. Eyes are no longer on you. Squish has headed towards the door. He's managed to kind of slip out, but not completely unseen. People did see him slip out. What's your response to all this?
Ooh, my response is always just to hit the floor.
To duck?
Yeah, yep. Just start crawling around.
Okay. You sense the tension in the room, and you drop the bongos and slide underneath a pew. Patches, you're being held by the arm. And some of the other parishioners are now like running towards the door, towards the street, where they're going to yell for the Garda.
Okay. Is if I kick the guy, if I kick the guy in the balls, is that skirmish or is that wreck?
That can be wreck. We've determined that ball kicking is wreck.
Ball kicking is wreck.
That was ball punching.
They're ball wrecking. How about we call it that? I'm ball wrecking. I kick him in the knee.
Yeah, you kick him and you get enough to kind of pull your arm away, so you're not he's not grabbing you anymore. But there are a group of parishioners still between you and the door.
Unhand me, priest. And I kick him in the knee, and I start running. And I find, did he drop the books? Can I grab the books still? Can I grab
no,
a book? I just want a book. Yeah, let me have a book. Let me have number 8. No, number 10.
Right, fine. I'll say this. If you can do a finesse and grab the book on your way out, you can get it.
Finessing it. Finesse. I'm running. I trip and roll.
Oh, that's really bad.
God, what the fuck? I've had like shitty rolls, man.
Yeah, you trip on your way to grab the book, and you kind of land in the middle of the aisle. Any forward momentum you have is gone. You feel the arms of the parishioners grab you as they try to like hold you.
Unhand me. What's the charge?
Stealing a fine succulent meal?
This man.
A succulent Chinese meal?
Meal?
Do not touch my penis.
Squish. You kind of sidled out of the door right before it closed. But you do. The cry for Garda, for the police, has been raised already. And they, you can kind of hear other people yelling, police, police, police. What's your next step?
I'm going to stand in front of the doors and wait for the police to come to point them to a different church or building. Like, no, it wasn't this one. It was that one down the street.
Okay. The first kind of beat cop shows up and he's panting and he's like, in here? And he goes to go through the door. How do you dissuade him?
I say, no, it wasn't us. It was from over there. And I point 3 churches down.
Three doors down.
Okay. You're going to try to kind of like lie to him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and throw your sway.
Right.
You've managed. He turns down and he does one of these and he's like, oh, God, I knew it. The Church of the Downward Dog. They're always into some shit. And he starts running down the street towards the temple that you've pointed out. So the guards are going to be distracted for now. Eventually, they're going to get there and realize there's nothing there and that you've lied to them. Chuckles, you're under the pew.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting to see how this plays out. I'm seeing, Patches getting carted away. Yelling something about a succulent Chinese meal, which is nothing I know anything about.
Yeah, when he fell, he kind of fell with his head turned.
And he saw me?
And you two locked eyes for just a second.
He just gives me a look. He's like, do not leave me. And I give him a look because I'm going to leave you.
So they so they pick up Patches by the shoulders. And now I will say this, Patches. These are not policemen.
Yeah, they're church people.
Poetry
slamming church people.
Poetry church. Church people. So they're not like beating you up, but they are. There's enough of them. You are unable to fight them off with like just like by swinging around. They picked you up and they have taken you to one of the pews and they've sat you down and there are people holding your arms and holding your shoulders while you struggle. But they will not let you go.
I bite one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going low.
Yeah. If you go ahead and I guess that's skirmish.
I call that hunt.
Is your hunt any better?
No, it's worse actually.
I call that succulent.
You bite the hand of the person closest to you.
Is it the guy in need? Is it the priest?
Yeah, you bite his hand real good. He jerks it away. Ah!
So let's be clear. I've tried to punch him in the face. I've kicked him in the knee, and now I've bit his hand.
Do you say anything once you've bitten him?
Unhand me, beast! I'll unhand you! And I start biting some more like a rabid dog.
He pulls his arm back. And the other people are still holding on to you, but are a bit more wary now. Squish, you are still outside. You've seen these other guards are headed towards the Temple of the Downward Dog.
Yeah. Can I just point at the one guard that I already led away and say, follow him. He knows exactly where to go.
Yeah. You're keeping them distracted, or at least pointed in the wrong direction. Other people have come to the street now too, cause they've heard this commotion. And they're following your lead, Squish. And they're like, yeah, that one. Are you still hiding under the pew? Chuckles.
I feel like people have either gone towards Squish or towards Patches, cause they're carting Patches off towards, that was a big bite, to, the front?
Yeah, so they've taken him. Squish has left towards
the back.
The front of the building.
Oh, the front of the building.
Yeah, which is like the back of the church. You know, church is like, yeah. And then they have Patches sitting towards the front, like the front first pew. You're kind of in between these two. And you have been forgotten in the chaos.
All right. Boy, I kind of want to just keep hiding. I don't really know which way to go. I guess.
Why don't you help your good old friend, the gray captain?
Why?
In some way.
All right. Can I? So I could probably sneak up. Oh, I can sneak up, like, to his pew from under the pew. So I can just walk under until I'm, like, into the pew he's in.
Yeah, and then we'll like sneak away under the pews.
Yeah, they'll never see it
like
coming.
A little kid, you know, being naughty in church.
Yep, and eating crumbs.
You're sneaking under the pews.
All right.
How many people are grabbing me? Are there a lot of them?
I'm going to say there's four people who have grabbed you, one holding each of your extremities, and there's probably four more that are standing around.
So there's one guy on his left arm, one guy on his right arm, one guy on his left leg, and one guy on his right leg. Are they on the ground? Are they going to see me?
Well, like holding, like I guess holding him. Okay. Yeah, you know, there are people making sure he cannot get up.
Chuckles, you should bite them.
That's your answer to everything, and also you're not here.
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with ideas.
He is there.
Yeah, but he can't. He doesn't see me coming. I'm a little squirrel, and so I'd like to sneak up to behind him, the pew that he's in. I want to give a judo chop to the weakest looking man. That's got him, you know, arrested.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that since that's an extension of your nut punch, go ahead and throw your rack.
All right, but this is in the neck area, like an Austin Powers judo chop.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Nice.
You. Right into this guy's neck. And he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
Holy crap.
And in shock, everyone's now turned to see you.
I'm also shocked.
And they're not fighting people. These are poetry slamming churchgoers that just watched a man get judo chopped.
Yeah. You saw what I did to a pair of bongos. You saw what I did to this man. You want a piece of this? There's plenty more where that came from. And I hold up my hand.
They have dropped their grip. They've dropped their, in surprise, they've let go of you patches in the judo trap.
All right, I go underneath. I drop underneath the pews, like, and start crawling away as fast as I can.
All right, well, yeah, then I drop, I guess, and we start crawling towards the back of the front door of the church.
Okay. Okay, back to you in just a second. Squish.
Meanwhile.
The guards squish. Have all kind of gathered at the door, the temple of the Downward Dog, and they're banging on the door, and they go in. You see them all kind of rush in. You know that momentarily they're going to realize there's nothing going on. Their church isn't even in service. They're going to leave. They're probably going to head back your way. Are you going to still stand in front of the door?
No, I'm actually going to run over there, and I'm going to put something in the door handles so they can't come out.
You're going to lock the cops in the other church?
What would you be putting, like, what would you be putting in the door handle? Like to block it?
Yeah, to make sure, like, you put a broomstick in there.
Or a big green hat.
Okay. Is this something you have on you or something you find in the street?
I would say probably there's someone raking leaves somewhere on the way.
Okay.
I just steal his break. I throw it in there.
Yeah, go ahead and do your survey to see what you can find on the street real quick.
Right?
You find a poor man just trying to rake up some leaves out of the street, and you grab his rake and you just jam it into the handles of the church.
And then I'll run back to the one that everyone's in.
Okay. You guys are kind of scrambling your way under the chairs. So you know your judo well. let me take a look.
Like, have you ever crawled in church before?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's my favorite thing to do. It's really disgusting down there. But sometimes, every once in a while, you know, you escape church.
There's a lot more popcorn than you would expect.
That's not popcorn.
Each of you throw your finesse to see how far you're able to get from the judo trap.
Should be...
incident. How far you're able to get through the church.
Okay. Rather than prowl?
I mean, if you'd like to do prowl instead, you definitely could.
I would.
But, I mean...
Okay.
Didn't help. You guys are able to, like, sneak about, like, halfway underneath you get pretty far underneath the pews before the group kind of realizes what has happened and where you've gone. I'm not going to say they don't know where you are, but they, you know, they start running up and down the pews, trying to figure out which section you're under. They kind of have an idea of what you've done. So they start, you know, running down the pews, looking underneath them to see if they can see you guys.
Where do we go? You've been here before, right?
What? No, I've never been here before. I just found this place. We're just going towards the door.
Oh,
front door.
Sorry.
All right. I got lost. I'm gonna jump out from under the pews and just start booking it, like sprinting, like the running man towards the front door.
Sure. Okay, and then Patches, you?
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm like, you can't leave me here.
All right. Well, I can't do everything. Follow me.
Church. Hold you?
No, don't hold me.
Yeah. So you guys pop up and you decide, boom, you're going to bolt towards the door.
Yeah.
Just roll one more finesse, see if you make it to the door without issue.
Nice.
Patches, in a sudden display of, like, you've really fumbled this entire thing. Everything you've done so far has been a failure.
It's been terrible.
But in a moment of pure athleticism, you bolt straight towards the door, and like Usain Bolt, the perfect running, you make it there. And for one, I will say, for once, Chuckles, you are kind of like impressed a little. The captain's not known for his like athletic skill.
Can I just imagine? I'm like I like. fly up, I throw up a pew, and I start running across the pews. Is that how?
And you pick me up too, because I was successful, but I did stumble a bit, and you pick me up by my scruff.
Scruff.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, you kind of you pick him up as you go, and you bolt out of the door. So you open the doors to the street with a bang as you run through them. Door, and I'm assuming you shut the doors behind you. Squish, are you still over by the other temple, or you've run back now?
No, I think as soon as I started running back towards it, that's when they come out. And I just go, all right, yes. Going this way.
Right, so the three of you meet in the street, and the temple down the way, the one that you've blocked, you can hear the police starting to, like, push and yell and shout and trying to get their way out.
Barking.
What do the three of you do at this moment? You've all met up. You have the book. You're safe for the moment. Where do you go? What do you do?
You should probably try to find somewhere to lay low. Or a hotel or an inn.
All right, I'm following you.
Or we can go back to the ship, which is probably not a good idea because we've caused quite a ruckus getting in here.
Well, at least we didn't blow it up.
Yet.
We can blow it up?
Yet.
You guys start running down kind of the streets. You twist and you turn. You're still staying in the high street area, but you're trying to get off the main drag. And you see a sign that says Tia Jacqueline's. And that's where you guys decide you're gonna dip into.
Oh, cozy.
Hold on. I don't want to hear it. I know.
No token.
Why does it do that? Do you guys know?
Because there's when you're configuring the screen, there's a check mark you have to do, and I always forget it. Do you see it now?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Cool.
Our characters aren't.
You guys
scene,
blacked out.
Yeah.
Does that help?
All right. Showing visibility. Boop. There you go.
All right. There it is.
Yeah. You see this bar called Tia Jacqueline's, or a sign above a building, Tia Jacqueline's, and you guys turn in. You shut the door behind you, and it is a nicer bar than you guys have been in before. You're used to kind of slumming it up. Hey. This is a little bit of a nicer, not even a little bit, very much a nicer place. Not so much that you're going to stand out immediately for not having, you know, a jacket and a hat, but you guys are definitely in a more fancy place than you're used to. And while you catch your breaths, you kind of crawl into a booth table together, and you sit around the table, realizing that you've just, within the first day of you being in town, have already caused mischief.
Yeah, mischief, but, I mean, it was good, honest mischief. So what? I made a taboo. What? I don't know. I felt like the bongos would fit in.
Just wanted a book.
I really
that guy had to be a jerk about it.
I really think that I could have fit in there if I had just been given a chance.
I think you're fitting in fine, son.
Until you started playing the bongos.
I was grooving.
That was
man.
All on you, bud.
You had to be there.
Yeah, but that's not. I was there.
No,
they didn't accept
yeah,
it.
But you weren't there. There, you weren't present, man. If you had been present, like I was
there, I saw you do it.
Yeah, but you weren't where I was. I'm telling you, that moment needed bongos.
And I'm not to them.
It turns out it was impossible to know, though. It was worth the shot.
So, should we try to get a room here for the night?
I think we should look in that book. Are there any pictures?
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see what it says about Neelix in that book.
Yeah, I pull out and I give him the book.
Me?
So, there's your damn book.
What am I going to do with this?
Thank you.
You got a book.
I hold it upside
down. Can I read it, Bridget?
You open up the book and you go to the index and you see the name Neelix. And you go, And you flip to that section of the book, and the pages for Neelix entry have been ripped out.
Son of a bitch! I'm all pissed, and I slam the book down.
Wait, hold on. Did we get the other books or just the one? Did you drop the other two?
No, I fell.
Oh, my club.
I fell. I tried. I rolled. I hit my knee. No stress, though. So now what?
What's the next thing after Neelix?
Yeah, what's the next letter, Bridget?
What's under Neelix? Neewad.
Neewad.
What's it say for? What does it say for Neewad?
It says a minor demon located in Duskfall.
Maybe we should try to find Neewad.
Yeah, maybe this Neewad knows.
You slam the book down in frustration, angry at what you've seen. But when you do that, you kind of flip to the front cover. The front cover opens, and you see that there's an old card in there. This has been a library book. This is the card people used to fill out with their names so they knew who took it out. And you pull it out, and there's a list of names on the book in the card.
I bet you one of these guys has the ripped pages.
I bet he's Neelix.
Who was the last person to check it out?
Was it Neelix?
Who was the last person, Bridget? Was it Neewad? I bet you it's Neewad.
I will guess.
The last name, there's lots of names on it, but one of the last names you realize, not the last, but the second to last, is Westervale.
The school?
Yeah.
Wait. That's the same thing that was written on the back of the map.
Yeah. I thought Westervale was a school. Or no, that's Sook. So Westervale's a name?
It's not Sook, it's Suck. Everybody knows that.
I am so confused. What?
What?
Are you asking me? Or
no, what? We're yelling at
Westervale,
the book.
Westervale, yeah. Westervale's the name.
Tell us your secrets.
No. Where is Westervale University?
Who the hell is Westervale?
I don't know.
Can we ask Tia Jacqueline?
Tia Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Tia Jacqueline.
You go to the bar, and behind the bar is a portrait, and in a fine dress. But the bartender is just a normal looking guy, cleaning glasses, and he goes, "Oh, can I get you guys something?"
Yeah, do you know who Westervale is?
Who?
Westervale?
Oh, name doesn't sound familiar. You got something else? Something more?
I think he was part of the Suck.
Oh, Sook. Society of Universal Knowledge. It's that big university just up the street there. You didn't see the big white dome when you walked in?
No, we were kind of distracted.
And it's closed.
Oh, yeah, it's just like down the street there, just a couple of blocks. I think they're closed right now. It's getting dark. They kind of close early, a bunch of losers. But you could check there, I guess. I don't know.
Do you get any of, like, the students in here at all?
Oh, all the time. Professors? They always want, like, really ninny drinks, too.
Are there any in here now?
He looks around and you do see that there are a couple of people there that look like students. They're younger. They have kind of the jumpers on that say, you know, SUK. He goes, yeah, I mean, there's a couple over there.
All right. I go over to them and ask them, who or what is a Westervale?
And they kind of look at you and they're like, you mean Professor Vale?
What's his first name?
I don't.
Sir.
They kind of look at each other and like, it just says W on my class schedule.
Yep, that must be him.
Take us to him.
You guys know where he lives?
Tell us where your professor lives.
he works at Sook.
Sook. I put Sook.
Sook. What does he teach?
As soon as they say that, I shout that from behind. I put Sook.
And you hear also in the tavern, Sook.
Lockport Sook.
He teaches like history of Duskfall.
Oh, okay. right. We should probably go look for that, Kenny. Thank you.
Let's go. You guys end up breaking into places?
You guys,
no? All right. Have a good night.
Do you guys get an A? Do you guys get an A if your teacher dies?
They all look at each other like, what? What?
I think that's a rule, right?
I mean,
if your
professor
dies midway through the semester, everyone gets an A?
No, that's if your roommate dies.
It could be if your teacher dies.
And that was only in a movie called... What was that movie called? Now that's going to bug me. It's like the end of college. But yes, no,
they,
that's
like,
not
look
what
at each other. They look at each other somewhat horrified and kind of like start like backing away from you because you are just random men that have come up and asked who their professor is and if they get an A if he dies.
I'm just saying you have an incentive to kill him. So why don't you come with us? You know, join our cause.
Why don't you join our crew?
Hail the Junk Fort Boys. In the night they roam. Hey! Solving woes with fire and explode. With a clash and a crash and a twist of fate, explosions mark the hours, never late. Never late.
He was voted best captain one time right after that mutiny. The whole crew loved me, but I am my crew, and I am difficult to manage.